My loving husband. How thankful I am for the faithful love and patient understanding of my husband Roger. I prayed for him to come to know the Lord, and he did so a year and a half after I did. I have never pushed Roger with regard to spiritual things, but he is always there for me, a constant companion and support. I asked the Lord to help us have the same mind in serving him, and he gave me a completely new man. The first year of his walk with God, Roger read the Bible 6 times. Without his agreement, our marriage could never have survived. Roger is a true help to me in every respect, and he is a great support in my ministry. Roger and I know that without God, we are helpless. With him, however, we both know that we can accomplish all things. There is nothing that is impossible with our perfect God. He knows everything there is to know about us. He even knows what we have need of before we express those needs to him. Jesus said,
"Your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him."
Matthew 6:8. We have chosen to put God first in our lives. Jesus said,
"Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you."
Matthew 6:33. This wonderful promise has proved itself true in our lives over and over again. I must admit that sometimes it's not easy to live a fully spiritual life, always putting God first. But I've learned that I cannot do anything without the Lord's permission. He always tells me to stay focused on Him and the work He is preparing me for. He warns me not to put anything or anyone in front of those goals. It's been difficult, but I've learned that keeping my mind stayed on Him is the source of perfect peace. As the prophet Isaiah pointed out, if anything is bothering me, I'm not able to focus on Him, and I lose my peace. I know this is not God's will for me, because Jesus said,
"Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
John 14:27. The Lord is always a present help in our lives, even when we can't see or hear Him. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. He is living in us, and that is how He knows everything about us. I have learned that when we pray to Him or worship Him, He wants us to focus only on Him.